There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
There's a couple of ways we can go. There's a couple of ways we can go. But I like a beef. I like a beef, and we got one in the NBA. And this is about the only way that a random Pelicans-Lakers game would ever end up leading a radio show. But I really love this. I mean, the Lakers aren't any good. The Pelicans are, you know, hanging around at the bottom of the Western Conference. But they got together, and it was the story within the story that is the story. It's usually how that works out, right? So the Lakers are playing the Pelicans. Fine, who cares, right? This game, you're not going to stop in your tracks to check out. But the rivalry, the in-game rivalry between a couple of former Celtics, Isaiah Thomas, who's been a Laker for about a week, and I don't even know, it's been a full week he's been with the Lakers, less than a week, and Rajon Rondo, they got into a dust-up early on in this particular game there. They ended up getting ejected, and it's all because of the Celtics. It's all because of the Celtics. So I wanted to talk about this. Now, the altercation happened in the first quarter. Now, the Pelicans won the game by a million points because the Lakers suck, and the Pelicans are like average. Forget about the game. The game is secondary, right? And so both these guys got a double technical foul, and I wanted to talk about it. I loved it, all right? I loved it, but the big takeaway here, I got a couple of thoughts on this. When you talk about this particular situation, back and forth, you've got rabbit ears, overly sensitive, bad blood, and the poorhouse, right? You got those three things, or four things, actually, four things. All right, first of all, this is a direct result of, you know, that the video killed the radio star. This is video killed the NBA star's relationship. Another story. This is like the fourth monologue we've done about a stupid tribute video. I mean, who the hell cares about tribute videos? They're so dumb. But this is because of that video that was supposed to be shown And Isaiah Thomas said, I don't want you to show the video. I'm hurt. This is back when he was in Cleveland, and they were going to Boston. And so they didn't show the video. And then they were supposed to show the video on Paul Pierce Day. Then he said, well, don't show the video. And then he got traded, so it didn't really matter. It was irrelevant at that particular point. But during the initial salvo, right, the initial salvo in all this, the shots fired by Rondo, right? Rajon Rondo, who was asked about this as a former Celtic, right, as a former Celtic, and his response, he pointed out that there were, I believe the sentence he gave was four words when he was asked about the Celtics, whether or not they would honor Isaiah Thomas. Forget just on Paul Pierce night, on any night, right? And Rondo's response was, what has he done? That was the response, right? What has he done? And then some media guy said, well, he was with the Celtics and they got to the conference finals last year. And Rondo responded to that by saying, oh, that's what we celebrate around here? Well, it turns out that Isaiah Thomas, and this is not a surprise here, he has something known as rabbit ears, okay? When you got rabbit ears, you hear everything, right? And let me tell you something right now. There are many, many, many prominent people that are in professional sports that have rabbit ears. LeBron James, rabbit ears. Rabbit ears. And you know how I know he's ultra-sensitive because when the Cavaliers, they don't do it often, would actually win the NBA Finals, that's when it boils over how thin-skinned LeBron is. But you got to put Isaiah Thomas in the same category, right? He's overly sensitive here. And as a result, he must have had this game. So this is the highlight. I mean, it sucks. He's playing on a bad Laker team. They're irrelevant. But now that he's playing for the Lakers, he gets to go against Rondo. He gets an opportunity. He's got it's like a hit list, and he like checks off a box, the Rondo box. He had that game circle. He's like, well, I don't have the Cavs schedule, but and even if he was with the Cavs when they played the Pelicans, Thomas is like a bit player. He's like a Mighty Mouse bit player in all this. Now the second thing here, it's like the perfect storm, right? You're on a bad team. You've got a situation where. You're not going anywhere very fast, and you want to settle a score, right? You got some insecurity issues. You're like, hey, listen, rather than talk it out, what I'm going to do is I am going to get into it on the court. And one, I will say this for Rondo, Rondo's not like overly sensitive. I don't get the vibe from Rondo, and I'm great at reading human nature. That's why I'm doing overnight radio. But with Rondo, I don't sense that he's hypersensitive. I don't think he gives an F about anything. That's my position on Rondo. So you have these two former Celtics going at it because of a video tribute that was not, and then Rondo said the thing that set off was the match on top of the drum of gasoline, and ka-boom. Kabloom. And the NBA does these things well. I mean, guys that have bad feelings towards each other, bitterness, bad blood, whatever you want to say here, it seems to go much better in the NBA world. And I like the mutual hostility. I like it. Like, the conflict is good. It's nice. Now, how much of this is embellished? It seemed real. Like, it wasn't where Thomas ran out in the court and like it was an open field tackle on Rondo. That's not it at all. But the word here is venom. Like, there's some venom from Thomas. The other thing that matters in this, and the final word on this little situation in a random Pelicans-Lakers game, is that the reality is setting in here. Last year, Isaiah Thomas, the situation was going to be, how rich is he going to get? Is he going to get the max? Not really a supermax player, but he is going to cash in. And when I say cash in, I'm not talking small time. I am talking a Brinks truck robbery situation for Isaiah Thomas. A max type contract. Not supermax, but not some. Now because of what's happened, where he went to Cleveland and sucked, when he was hurt, didn't play. Now he's on a bad Laker team. He is, compared to what he was going to make, you're talking about a peanut situation, right? Chicken feed compared to Mickey Mouse dollars that he was going to get. And so there has to be a lot, I would think, of frustration that is involved in this. All right, let's hear from the parties involved. We'll hear from some of them. Isaiah Thomas of the Lakers for now for a cup of coffee. And he was asked, and he'll comment here on what was going on there with Rondo. What was that all about?
Nothing should have made that escalate like it did, but he already had his agenda written down right when I checked in the game. It was obvious. Pick me up full court, trying to be physical. It was obvious.
So he's blaming Rondo. It's his fault. Because Rondo played defense. Full court defense. You see that? Full court, Rondo's fault. All right, but wait, there's more. Here's more from Isaiah Thomas, and he points out that, again, it's his fault. He's diverting blame to the other party.
For whatever reason, he's an upset guy about me. I don't know what it is, but it's fine. Like, I can't control that. He kept bringing the tribute up when I was the one that shut the tribute down. I'm far past that. I'm on the Lakers trying to figure out how to help this team win, and for the things that happened today happen, and me to get ejected is uncalled for.
That's a lie. No one's over this. No one's over this, right? Come on. Everyone's annoyed. He's frustrated. You got Thomas who's frustrated because he's not getting paid. Now this is coming up. This is going to be the defining memory of his time in Cleveland and all that. And Rondo does have an ability to get under people's skin. Here's more. Luke Walton, who I think is still the Laker coach. He hasn't been fired yet, which is a shocker in itself. I don't know. He must have pictures of somebody in management. But here's Luke Walton on Isaiah Thomas.
He just wants to play basketball.
Really?
He hasn't played a lot of basketball over the course of this season. So he was mainly bummed out that he had an opportunity to play tonight and wasn't able to play more than whatever he played, 5-7 minutes, something like that.
Yeah, that's another lie. That's another lie by Luke Walton, who continues to mimic Danny G Radio's voice, continues to rip off Danny G Radio's voice. It's a bad job by Luke Walton, right? Bad job. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show, the Ben Maller Show on Fox, and tonight is a special night. And no, I'm not going to do cliche, what's your Valentine's memory? I'm not doing that. I'm not doing hack radio. Don't do that. Don't believe in that kind of radio. Other people can do that. I don't care how your Valentine's Day went. I hope it sucked. I hope it was terrible, okay? I hope you had the worst Valentine's Day ever. That's my hope.
Bring back the white women.
A lot of guys are excited because now they can start dating again. Now that Valentine's Day is over, now you can get back. The rule for a single man is you break up with the girl like a couple weeks before or a month before Valentine's Day, and then once Valentine's Day is over, you start dating. Because you got a good stretch. You got a great stretch here. You've got a couple of months. You got the summertime coming up and the holidays. And the next big family gathering period is not towards the end of the year. So, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, you got plenty of time. So there's a good stretch you can get some dating in. So now that you've made it through this made-up nonsense holiday, now you can get back on the dating scene. And it's a big night. I'll explain why here in a minute. We have Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie / Judas Garcia. He's here somewhere.
You want to know how my Valentine's Day went?
I don't care.
Okay.
No,
I didn't do anything, there was nothing to talk about.
Well, you're married. Once you get married, it's over. Game, set, match. Done.
Really? You
did, yes.
You didn't have to do anything?
Yes. I made romance with a microphone is what I did.
Well,
3 hours of radio greatness in Boston.
That.
It was amazing.
Okay. No, I didn't. Right. I didn't have to do anything. Very thankful.
Nothing?
No, she doesn't care.
Yeah, you put the work. The work is done before you get married. That's it. You put the work in. You got to do the whole courtship process and all that. And then after that, no. But tonight's a special night.
I know. There's something coming up. I'm preparing for it in here as we speak.
Next hour. We'd like to alert all our affiliates down the line. We're gonna break away from normal programming, and it's NFL book 'em 18. NFL book 'em 18. It is the most unique, most popular thing in sports talk radio. Other shows have ripped it off. They've stolen our idea.
Hey, Toadstool.
We were the first to do it. They're all a bunch of cheap ripoffs.
After an NFL player gets arrested, the tweets we get. Who's got this team? Yeah. Who's got this guy?
We should sell scorecards is what we should do because everyone's trying to figure it out. Now, last year, Coop put a grid up, which was good. We need the grid up. The key is the grid. Because what I do is I save the grid.
Yeah, I appreciate the grid as well.
And then I'll go and I'll reference the grid. Like, because we each pick eight teams. When you each have eight franchises, it becomes problematic.
Kind of hard to remember, yeah.
Yeah, like you might remember like the top two or three rounds of your draft. But at the NFL book, if you're new to our show, I want to mention this. And you know, there's a lot of sensitive people out there these times. That's what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm hearing a lot about that these days. A lot of sensitive people, they overreact to things they hear on the radio. Yeah, so I just want to point out,
about that.
We do not want anyone to be arrested. In fact, we do this to encourage NFL players not to get arrested. We think that they should be upstanding, law-abiding citizens, and it's wrong. You should not violate the law.
Absolutely.
At all.
Absolutely.
And
we
do this as a public service to Roger Goodell, to the coaches in the NFL, because we feel it's important that the players, again, do the right thing, be God-fearing, right? Do things the way they should be done. Now, occasionally, players get arrested, and if that's the case, we want to take advantage of that, and we have our own little fantasy game. And there's some new wrinkles that we've added this year.
Oh, I was unaware of the wrinkles.
Well, again, Eddie, you can't. You know, we'll get to that particular point. We're not quite there yet. We're going to get there. We're going to work our way to that point. I'm excited about the changes. I think they will enhance your experience listening to the NFL Book'em, because there was something that was a miscalculation that we had to correct. So I feel like we'll work past that, and this new rules adjustment will correct that. And more importantly, I believe for the second night in a row, we'll be eating very well.
That is accurate, yes.
It's like a double whammy of goodness, yes?
Yes.
You're excited. Okay, just say yes. We should get an Eddie Garcia yes button.
Why do I feel like Ben's already trying to cheat?
There's no cheating.
Coop, I don't know why you would ever feel that way, because Ben has never cheated before. He is above board on all these games and just cares about fairness.
This rule sounds shady.
No, it's no shady.
The fact that none of us know what it is, I don't know why you'd think that was weird. I mean,
I'm saving it for the proper time, for the proper announcement.
Spring it on us right before the draft so we can't prepare for it.
Those that have been caught in cheating scandals here at Fox Sports Radio,
Ben,
Justin Cooper and Eddie Garcia, that's the list.
Yes.
And Danny G Radio.
All three
have been involved in that, caught, might I add, red-handed.
So are you saying that Danny G's
DNA evidence everywhere at the scene of the crime?
Back-to-back wins in the NFL Book'em for Danny G Radio, there's something not above board about that?
I think Danny G might have conspired with law enforcement in certain cities to make sure guys get arrested. I'm just pointing that out. Just want to point that out. Anyway, we'll take your phone calls if you would like to be part. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. See, I could have started this show with the Clipper-Celtic game, which was, boy, that was a tough spot, because I was going to feel good on one hand and feel bad on the other hand. I was guaranteed to have mixed emotions at the end of that game. But the another big road win for the Clippers, and the Celtics continuing to have their problems on the road. Actually, at home. They're having problems at home. The Clippers not having problems on the road.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
And the Coop de Loop is here with this edition of the third degree. Get right on that microphone, loud and proud, Coop. Get that.
Yes, that's exactly. That's what I'm trying to do here. Ben, the Utah Jazz are now on an 11-game win streak, and they've been led by their electrifying rookie Donovan Mitchell.
Woo-hoo!
And their anchor Rudy Gobert. Yeah. Ben, do you think that this is a sign of times to come? Are the Jazz about to be legit contenders in the West?
Legit contenders? No. I'm going to go no on the Utah Jazz. I'm going to sell the Utah Jazz. I'm not going to buy the Jazz myself. I'm going to sell them. First of all, the Jazz, at this point, you know what they are? They're a nuisance. They're a nuisance for teams such as the Warriors, the Rockets, the Spurs, the upper crust of the Western Conference. Utah plays, they've got an edge to them, right? They've got a bit of toughness to their game. They're the kind of team that annoys the really good teams in the NBA. But that doesn't mean they're a legitimate contender. And number two, Donovan Mitchell, is proof that, see, this is a guy that should be the story. He is proof that you don't have to have a top five pick to find a key player that can contribute and make plays in the NBA. He's undersized Donovan Mitchell. He was a 13th pick in the draft. He was the 13th pick because he's not tall enough for the NBA, right? But he's got a huge wingspan, and he's also been more productive than the first and the second pick in the draft. Markelle Fultz and Lonzo Ball are stiffs compared to the contributions of one Donovan Mitchell for the Utah Jazz, who was picked 13th overall. And while the Jazz continue to play that team-oriented, unselfish style of basketball, they don't feature the ISO basketball that so many other teams play, and that, as I said, it frustrates the opposition. Ultimately, the NBA is simply about who's got the most talent 99% of the time, and they don't match up. They don't have that third impact player on the Jazz roster, so their ceiling is limited. So, no, not legit contenders. Next!
Ben, yesterday you mentioned how the Diamondbacks will start using a humidor to store baseballs at Chase Field. You said studies show that it could reduce home runs by up to 50%.
Yeah, University of Illinois did a study.
Ben, how is this a good idea at all? Don't fans want to see home runs?
Yeah, it's a terrible idea. It's very bizarre by the Diamondbacks. And the guy that runs the Diamondbacks I used to work with in radio, I don't know what they're thinking. This must have been a mandate from that weasel, Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball. A, Chase Field. Right? It would be one thing if they led baseball and home runs. They had some kind of cartoon home run total at Chase Field in Phoenix. They didn't. Right? The outfield area also is immense. There's been no outcry demanding that the humidor get put into the ballpark in Arizona. You're not the Rockies. You don't play in Colorado. You're not in the Mile High City. Stop. Relax, as Aaron Rodgers would say. Now, if I am Paul Goldschmidt, if I'm Goldie, I'm upset about this.
Relax.
It's going to affect my numbers. Now, on the flip side, if I'm Zach Greinke or Robbie Ray or one of the Diamondback pitchers, I'm like, I'm excited. I'm aroused because my performance is going to improve. But I would think there'll be an uptick on doubles and triples. But no, this is a questionable move. It's the wrong move by Arizona. Next!
Word is that the Dodgers have signed 39-year-old Chase Utley to a two-year deal, or at least agreed to terms with Utley on a two-year deal.
Whoopee.
Now, Clayton Kershaw said, quote, "He might not be the player he was 10 years ago, but he's still a very valuable asset to have."
Yeah.
Do you agree, Ben?
No, Clayton Kershaw could not be more wrong. He's dead wrong here. Number one, Chase Utley, he's been on his last leg since his final days in Philadelphia. Clearly, someone with the Dodgers loves this guy because of his locker room grit that he provides the team. And the second thing, I am fine if the Dodgers want to keep Chase Utley on the team during the regular season. My issue with Chase Utley is in the postseason. And for some reason, he plays in a lot of these postseason games. He's played in 22 playoff games with the Los Angeles Dodgers. He started 12 playoff games in Dodger Blue. His batting average in the postseason, I looked it up, Chase Utley has an 087 playoff batting average in a Los Angeles Dodger uniform. That is blasphemy. All right, so you can keep him on the regular season team. Don't put him on the playoff roster. There it is, Maller to the third degree. How did we do?
The listeners hate me for doing it, but you passed this edition.
So another win. I win again.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It was turned out to be the game of the night in the NBA. The Golden State Warriors and the Portland Trailblazers, mano a mano in the Pacific Northwest. And how'd that turn out? Kevin Durant put a 50 spot up. He put 50 up. And how did that work out? Let's go with a big fat L, a big giant loss. The Golden State Warriors losing their game, their final game before the All-Star break, 123-117. And so they end up losing despite the 50 points by Kevin Durant because Damian Lillard made more plays for the Portland Trailblazers, and he had a monster game himself. So congratulations to Portland on getting the win. And Damian Lillard's gone nutso. He's been a gladiator the last couple of games for the Portland Trailblazers before the All-Star break. But that's not the story. The story here involves a team that was not involved in this game, that was not at the Moda Center in Portland, did not get to enjoy boom shakalaka, Brian Wheeler calling the game. Well, maybe they did if they listened online. But the Houston Rockets, or as I like to call them when they lose in the playoffs, the Rockettes, but the Rockets, they have won 10 straight, and now that everything's been settled here, there's only a couple of games on Thursday night, at the All-Star break in the NBA, the Houston Rockets have the number one position in your Western Conference standings. Now, we've pointed out many times here, and we'll do it again right now, that in the NBA business, whoever has the number one seed at the All-Star break, while it seems nice and it seems important, not so much. But as a result of Golden State losing the game on Wednesday night to Portland, that is the case. The Rockets have the number one seed. And that led, every action has a reaction, to Daryl Morey, the Houston general manager, the god of all stat geeks, Daryl Morey, to bathe in joy, to bathe in celebration, as he tweeted out moments after the game ended, hashtag rip city. That was what Daryl Morey tweeted out after the Blazers beat the Golden State Warriors. And so now you know what happens here. Right, the fun police have entered into this conversation. The fun police are like, oh, you can't do that. You're the general bleeping manager of an NBA team. You can't enjoy Schadenfreude because another team lost. All right, so this is what I want to talk to you about. Now, a good talk show host would just break down the Warrior-Blazer game, but I'm doing overnights, and I think this is the better story. The sidebar is the better story. And so let's break this down. So the question here is Daryl Morey playing with fire, because the internet thought police have now determined that Morey is awakening the Golden State Warriors, that this is going to be used, wait for it, as bulletin board material in the Warrior locker room, and Morey's an idiot, Daryl Morey, for doing this. All right, so is Daryl Morey playing with fire? I will go first. I will say by no means. Okay, by no means. Now, my thoughts on this, you've got childlike espresso and also sleepwalking. You've got those three things. So you got childlike, sleepwalking, and espresso. All right, now number one, clearly, he's 46 years old, I believe. At least that's what the internet tells me. Daryl Morey is 46 years old, okay? So he's having fun, right? I like this. But again, I am biased. I am a talk show host. I think this is fun. I think my way of watching sports, this is more enjoyable with this kind of rhetoric, right? And I love the fact that people are triggered by a hashtag, that we live in a world of sports, and those of us that consume sports and make it part of our lives and we enjoy it, that there are some people amongst us, like snakes in the grass, that are bent out of shape because Daryl Morey used a hashtag to celebrate another team winning. And, of course, we know what he meant. He was more celebrating the team losing. But this is a childlike reaction, and I loved it, right? Because Daryl Morey is following the Buddhist teaching. You enjoy the journey, not just the destination. And while the Warriors, clearly, for them, this is not such a big deal, it's a big effing deal for the Rockets, right? Even that bozo Chris in Houston, one of our P1 guys in Houston who called up, he's all excited. Like, this is a big thing for the Rockets, right? Big thing. They have the number one seed at the All-Star break. So everyone's enjoying this. And so Daryl Morey's enjoying it. He's caught up in the afterglow of that. I like the fact that he's enthusiastic. It's good. More of that. I'm not going to stop that. Why would I want to stop that? It's fun. Now, the second thing here, if you've paid any attention to the Golden State Warriors this season, there has been one constant, one thing that has stood out. As a franchise, they are uninterested. Right? The players are uninterested. The regular season is an inconvenience. That is what the regular season is. They had their run a couple years ago where they set the regular season record for wins, and then they lost. Right? Then they had, they've come back, and they've certainly righted the ship since that particular moment, and they're the top dog. They're the favorite. They're going to win. Everyone's just handing them the championship. And so as a result, the general mindset of the Golden State Warriors is that of a sleepwalking, inmate. Like, they're stuck in incarceration, and they get up, and they're sleepwalking, and they walk into the cell, like the wall and the cell, the wall of, you know, the whole thing. So they're sleepwalking, and the whole approach is an emasculated approach, right? They're just kind of, as I said, they're just, everything's tied together here. They've got the star players, they've got the firepower, but they are saving energy. Because that is the culture of the NBA. The culture of the NBA is not to reward hard work during the regular season. The culture of the NBA is to reward laziness, right? To take it easy. Go 50%. Don't work too hard during the regular season. You might hurt yourself. Don't do that. No, no, no. And then the final thing here, as far as this Daryl Morey comment and the reaction of people panicked because Daryl Morey is now going to awake the sleeping giant that is the Golden State Warriors, that is completely incorrect, right? At some point here, the Warriors will go to Starbucks and they'll get their shot of espresso and they'll be on cloud nine. They'll be full of energy and vim and vigor and all that. But it's not going to happen because of Daryl Morey. And it's really cute that some people seem to think that the general manager of the Rockets, they're going to put this up on the bulletin board, which players don't even look at. When I cover the NBA and baseball and whatnot, players don't even look at it. They put, like, company memos. It's like when you're at work, if you work in an office building and you go into the break room and they have, you know, where you can buy Girl Scout cookies and things like that, no one looks at that. Same thing in an NBA locker room. Players walk in, they change, do what they have to do, they stretch. They don't look at the bulletin board because those are the memos from the league office saying that you can't wear your socks a certain height or whatever the stupid rules are that are put in by the league office. So, see, the thing also about this particular, you know, really harmless tweet by Daryl Morey is that eventually the Warriors are going to go underneath the arena in Oakland, Draymond Green and Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, and they'll hit the button. They'll push the button. They'll flip the switch, the whole thing. And then, you know, the Warriors will go turbo time in the playoffs. And then what's going to happen is the blogging community will go back and see, Daryl Morey back on Valentine's night, the Rockets GM, he sent out that tweet, and that's why the Rockets didn't win. Now, the reason the Rockets aren't going to win is because, A, they're not good enough, the Warriors are better, and B, their roster is going to implode. They're depending on Chris Paul, and I know, I have firsthand experience, when you depend on Chris Paul to stay healthy and to make plays consistently in the playoffs, it doesn't happen. You are going to be heartbroken. The Rockets are going to be heartbroken. They're not going to win, and it's not because of Daryl Morey sending out a tweet celebrating the Portland Trailblazers, for God's sakes. All right, it's the Ben Maller Show on Fox, on Fox. And if you would like to be part, a line open for you. A lot of really great feedback. People celebrating the NFL booking from last hour. We thank you for that. Our post-game coverage can continue into this hour. And if you missed the Bookham, go back and hear the podcast. And Coop's going to put a board together. He'll tweet that out, and you'll be able to see all the different teams that we picked. But it's how we got there. That's how we got there. The art of the drafting process or process really is the special part of the magic of the show. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. And you can join the fun on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. And we bring in Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, / Judas Garcia. Just hanging out. He's going to turn his mic on right now.
Hillary, there we go. How about that? The button
very
works.
Very exciting. Fun.
Yeah, we are officially on the clock. So if somebody gets arrested in 5 minutes,
we're on it.
It's official.
And Danny G is kind of in the lead here because there's a 49er already arrested. So he's got a competitive advantage. But I'm satisfied with my draft. I got everyone I wanted. I got some value picks late. Guys I didn't think were going to be on my board. And I really want to thank my scouting department, which is the NFL Arrest Database. I want to thank that.
Well, I'd like to thank them as well.
Yeah. Tremendous show prep there, so thank you for that. Tremendous job.
Absolutely. Well done, whoever you are.
Yeah, I don't know who's behind that, but...
And we hope it's accurate. We're just taking your word for it.
It's probably not accurate, but it's fun. I mean, it's fun to read all the names and see what they're arrested for and all that. So, So
it's actually kind of fun to play with if you go check it out. It breaks it down in a lot of different
ways.
Yeah. By year, by team. It gives you can actually click on like the little bar
they have the
on
pie
the
chart.
Team
yeah,
and it
like,
tells you who was arrested and what it was for.
They have the pie chart you can see and it's color coded. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
The internet is a wonderful place.
Yeah. Thank God. I'm so happy. I imagine doing radio in the olden days. Oh, man.
No, thank you.
Man. See, I learned, when I got into radio, I learned radio like the old way, like reel-to-reel machines, and I had to slice tape and all
carts.
Archaic terms, Eddie. Yes, archaic
who?
Terms. Bulk eraser.
Never heard of them.
Anyone in radio the last like 15 years doesn't know what a bulk eraser is, right?
Yes.
And so, but, see, that now I had to relearn the technology. That's not great, but the good thing is, like when I got in, I worked with Lee Hamilton, Lee Hacksaw Hamilton in San Diego, and he had the high-speed sports ticker, which was this nonstop sports wire that would just print up, you know, these news bullets, like the AP breaking news bulletin.
And was it like the laser jet printer, or was it just wasted like a typewriter kind of a thing?
It was like a typewriter, but it wasted so much paper because it had to run nonstop. And they'd have, like, you know, AP News Bulletin, first update, second update, third update. And that was also how we got the scores, was on this sports ticker thing, was how we got the scores before the internet.
God, it sounds like we were dinosaurs.
I know. I feel like I'm like the last guy with the horse and buggy. I feel like when the car came around, I'm back from another time.
People are like, what do you mean you didn't just look on your phone? What are you talking about? You didn't look on the internet.
No. The reason we have sports radio is because of illegal gambling. Guys needed scores. They had bets, and they needed the scores. There was no way they used to have these. Here's another outdated term. We'll do old guy radio. They had these score phones where people would spend a lot of money to call up to get the scores. And you'd call this number up, and it was like a $5, $10 call to get the scores. It was crazy. What a horrific world that is.
What?
I mean, seriously.
How did we ever live there?
Yeah. It's nuts.
That's why I always say the good old days sucked.
No, not good at all.
It made radio so much more important because I remember as a kid, that sound of the AP wire in the hallway, and whoever the on host was would be screaming to go rip that AP right now.
And rip and read.
Yeah, because
that was my job when I interned for Hacksaw. And anytime there was a race car driver that was in an accident, I was on the ghoul watch waiting for him to die, the death watch.
Ben Maller staring at a printer, just waiting for it to start printing.
And Hacksaw wanted me to run in with the bulletin if somebody died. And so I'd have to, of course, I didn't run that fast because I was very fat. But I would, as fast as I could.
You waddled in.
Yeah, I waddled in there. Yeah, absolutely. I do like the sound. Some of the radio stations, don't they still do it? Like
yes,
the news
they
station,
do.
The
they
teletype
do.
Sound.
I'm with you. I do enjoy that sound.
I know
as
it's
well.
Fake and it's
totally
fake, but it's great. It's a good sound. Like I wanted to work in news radio at one point just so I could be the guy talking with the teletype machine in the background. I thought that would be really neat. You sounded more important doing that. Yeah,
I know, Danny. Yeah. There it is. Right. There it is. I knew he'd get it.
We should do this the rest of the show when Eddie has something to say. We'll just play this. Yeah, Eddie, give the what's trending report. Go ahead.
Well, Ben, in the NBA last night, the Trailblazers beat the Warriors 123-117.
When I run radio.
Ben, do your update real quick over here.
The Royals are having their problem on the road. Problems on the road, I think. Problem. I missed an S. I didn't buy the. Yeah. Hey, by the way, speaking of lame jokes, send your jokes, care of the Ben Maller Show. That's benmallershow@gmail.com. benmallershow@gmail.com. And I was checking out the jokes a little bit. Most of the jokes come in right before the lame joke segment. But you got to get them in by the afternoon. So if you have a funny one, we do Q&A jokes, but if you have a funny one-liner, a zinger, something like that, we'd love to have it. It would be just marvelous. And if it's good, if it's really good, we'll play it on the air. And if it sucks, we'll pretend it didn't happen. So that's the way that we do things. All right, 877-99 on Fox. I know he's going to hang up or she's going to hang up, so I better go to America's favorite drag queen caller, who used to be in Rochester but hasn't been in Rochester in years, Phalexis. Hello, Phalexis.
Hello, Ben. Hi, Eddie.
Yeah.
Danny and
Jeff.
Hello, world.
Steve and Matt and Billy and Barbara.
John Boy, Mary Ellen.
Tammy in Montana and everyone.
Tammy, hi, Tammy.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Montana.
Right here in Medina, New York.
Beautiful
I
Medina.
Got turned on and it scared me.
Yeah, Medina's
I'm wearing my white teddy.
Every, Oh, thank you for that. Every kid growing up in Medina, they make the same joke in junior high school. I don't know what that joke is, but when you grow up in Medina, there's a joke that you make, and I don't know what it is.
But, don't! You don't know the joke? It's what's happening on Cherry Hill.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, that's it. Yeah, exactly.
That's the joke.
Yeah. All right, well, what's on your mind, Flexus? I have broken format to bring you on because I had a feeling you were going to hang up if I didn't go to you.
Well, you know, I'm very, very sorry they missed the Bennies. I was so excited.
I know. We wanted you to be a part of it.
And
one of the great winners of the past, Flexus.
Yeah. And last year, you know, I didn't make it, but I was nominated.
Yeah.
But this year, I wasn't even nominated. So next year, I'm not going to care about the Bennies.
So you've given up now.
Two years now.
And you're done. Well, why don't you make? I know it's very tough for you to call the show because of your situation there. But why don't you
popping pills?
Yeah, you're popping pills all night. You're like Jim Irsay. But why don't you? That's a joke. So why don't you just like you know occasionally call like once a week? How about that?
That's what I've been doing. I missed last week though.
Yeah. So if you're only calling once a week and then you miss a week, that's not exactly once a week.
Yeah. Well, the nurse will only let me out of my room like at 3 o'clock in the middle of the night because nobody's out here, so I can't harm somebody.
You're carrying around
a lot of my neighbors here are 80, 90 years old, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're like the young whippersnapper is what you are. Yeah.
Oh, I'm the stud, I'm telling you.
You are the stud, clearly. All right. Well, it's good catching up with you, Flexus. We're big fans.
Ben?
Yes.
Ben?
Yes.
Ben?
Yes. Yes.
You'd be surprised what Viagra can do.
Oh, well, I'll get there at some point. I'm sure I'll get there, and I'll be a big fan of Viagra. I'm not yet, but at some point, I'm all in. I will be right there. Yeah. All right. Get out of here. Thank you. All right. There you go. His favorite drag queen caller. Boy, am I happy I took that phone call.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app. It's now time for...
Well, hurry, I can hardly wait.
Ask Ben.
Twitter!
Send us your questions on Twitter now.
All right, here we go. It's Ask Ben. You know the drill. These are listener-submitted questions on social media, Twitter and Facebook. And we thank you for your questions. Here we go. We pass it over to the master of ceremonies of the Koopaloo.
Well, Ben.
Scoop.
This is a question for you.
Thank God.
This is from Cardiac Stanley.
Hi, Cardiac Stanley. I'm glad you're alive.
I feel like this is a pretty obvious answer, but just in case there are, you know, new listeners or listeners that don't know you as well, I'll ask it anyway. Ben, after your fireball first pitch last year in Bakersfield.
That's correct.
Where would your dream first pitch be at?
Well, I'd like to do the circuit. I would love to do the circuit. Dodger Stadium, Fenway Park, my two favorite teams, the Dodgers and Red Sox. I think that would be great to do both those ballparks. I'd have fun with that. But I'm also realistic, and I'm glad you brought this up, Koopaloop, because at the end of last season, I was contacted by someone who wanted us to throw out the first pitch at a minor league ballpark, and it didn't work out scheduling-wise last year. So I'd like to do that again. It's been a couple of years. We closed down one minor league team. So if anyone, you know, the Cal League would likely be the easiest destination, but I'm willing to travel. So if you know somebody that's involved in a minor league team, we'd love to come to your town and throw out the first pitch. You know, I can embarrass these guys again. The velocity that I bring is just amazing. So, yeah, you can play all your stupid sound effects all you want. That's fine. All right, next.
All right, Ben, this is a question from Paul on Facebook.
Hi, Paul.
Regarding two-man luge, Ben, would you want Coop on top of you or under you in the doubles luge?
I know what Coop's answer is going to be.
Oh, I want him at the bottom. I want to be on top. That's what I want, yes. And I will roll in cow manure before I do that. That is what I'm going to do, yes.
Boy, that is a...
A new layer of intrigue.
Who thought that was a good idea?
Yeah. That's a visual you did not need.
Well, that's a way to talk about the Olympics. That's a way to talk about the Olympics, yes.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah. All right,
God,
next.
That is a weird sport.
All right, we're actually going to go three in a row for you, Ben.
Oh, back to back to back.
That's right. This is
Bam.
This is from Kurt from Earth.
Hi, Kurt. Send your jokes in, Kurt. Yeah, what?
What would you launch into space other than a car?
I've had some program directors over the years that I wouldn't mind sending to the cosmos. What would I... You know who deserves going to space? Weed Man Hippie. I would send him on a rocket.
Some would say he's already been there.
Well, I'd send him on the Vomit Rocket or the Vomit Comet, right? Isn't that what they call it? The Vomit Comet. I'd send him up there. Yeah. I don't know what the hell you put. You know, what are you gonna send?
How about a Costco pizza?
Costco. I'd eat it before it got to space. I'd eat the whole thing. All right, next.
Well, now hear me out, Ben. Okay. You can decide whether or not you want to do this. I'm going to put the ball in your court.
Okay.
So before Ask Ben, I asked Weed Man Hippie to create a picture for the Facebook page for Ask Ben. He took a picture with a hashtag Ask Ben sign.
Okay. Your nose is all stuffed up.
So, I'm sick. Okay. But somebody has a question for Weed Man.
Raw garlic.
Hashtag Ask Weed Man.
Eat garlic. You'll be healthy as an ox.
Yeah, I'll pass on that.
You'd rather be sick.
Do you want to allow that?
Somebody had a hashtag.
Question for Weed Man Hippie.
Oh, no, we're not doing that.
Okay. All right.
Don't want to open can of worms.
Yeah, that's my limits. That's right. You know, may she rest in peace, Jeannie in Medford. We did ask Jeannie.
Oh, yeah, that's
and that
right.
was great. We loved that. Jeannie was wonderful. Weed Man gets enough airtime.
Okay? All right. Speaking of opening a can of worms, this is from Eek, and this is for the entire group.
Hello, Eek.
Uh-oh.
If President Trump invited the crew and Benny Award winners to the White House, would you go?
Yes, of course you go. It doesn't matter. I would have gone.
We already know your answer.
If Obama was there, check this out, you little snowflakes. I would have gone if Obama was the president, too. To go to the White House? Of course you go to the White House. Who turns down a trip to the White House? A bunch of dopes turn that down. Eddie?
I totally agree with you. You'll have a great story years down the road to say you actually met the president. Yeah. If he's infamous, it's even a better story.
Yeah, life's all about the story. Of course you go. Danny G.
Yeah, I'm on board, too. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Koopaloop, you want to be the outlier?
No, I would go just because I've never been to D.C. and the White House.
Yeah.
But I'd make remarks under my breath.
Well, you'd do that. I'd be a jerk. But, the president doesn't even really, interact that much with the team, from what I heard. It's all you're interacting with other, senators and congressmen and things like that. And then the president will come out and speak, and there's a photo op, and then he kind of goes and does whatever he does. But anyway, all right, let's keep it going. It's Ask Ben. Your questions are answers.
All right, here's another question for the whole crew. This is from Fluffy Dave on Twitter.
Hi, Fluffy.
What was your worst?
Wow, that was creepy.
what was your worst injury sustained while playing a sport?
That's a good question. I got dinged up a lot playing football. Because I was the goal line. I was on the jumbo package on goal line defense, and so
wow, that was a shock.
We were a bad defense, and so I got a lot of playing time on the goal line, and it seemed they always ran in the middle for some reason. So I got dinged up. I never broke a bone though playing football or anything like that. But a lot of bruising and a lot of fractured type situations. I guess more recently I've told the story before in a media baseball game.
Oh,
I
that's blew right. They my, had to bring the card out for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, blew my knee out, and former Monday Night Football sideline reporter Lisa Guerrero, who I believe is still married to Scott Erickson, she helped me. She made sure she came over to make sure I was all right.
Did you have to have surgery for that?
I should have, but I didn't, so I have a little bit of a...
Did she hold your hand and take your mind off the injury?
No, but more importantly, she put me on the Channel 11 News in Los Angeles.
Ben, did you do the thumbs up as you were carted off?
It helped hasten my recovery, Eddie. Is what it did. All right. You, Eddie?
I've played sports my whole life. I still play beer league hockey twice a week. I've never really been injured. Sprained knee. That's about it. Never broken a bone either.
You just jinxed yourself?
Probably, yeah.
All right. Danny G?
Yeah, I think we talked about this once back in the day. During youth football, I broke some ribs.
Yeah,
and boy, you do not know how bad of an injury that is till you have it. Every
only
breath
hurts when you breathe. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. That was horrible.
All right, what about you, Koopaloop? Ask Ben. Your questions are answers.
I didn't play a lot of sports as a kid. So.
I can't believe that, Coop. Why not?
He was busy.
I was acting.
Right?
Yeah.
The prize of the family. That's why. Yes.
Yes. Exactly. So, no sports injuries to speak of.
Hey, Danny G, just think. Eventually, they're going to outlaw youth football. The fact that you played youth football, you're ahead of. How stupid is that? All right, next.
All right, this is a question for everybody. This is from Jimmy on Facebook.
Hey, Jimmy.
If you could trade places with anyone in the USA for 1 week, who would it be?
Oh, I'm living the dream. I'm doing I don't want to trade places with anyone. I'm doing overnight radio. And I do radio in Boston, a kid. I know. There's no one I want to change places with. There's no one. Eddie, you want to change places with anyone?
You would say maybe somebody like Tom Brady, who's rich and has
he's
a beautiful
Costa
wife, but
Rica.
Then he'd have to eat like avocado ice cream.
Yeah, who the hell wants to? That's
torture. I'm not interested in that. So
I'd rather die. Yeah.
Nothing's coming to mind. How about you, Danny?
For 1 week, Let's see. I'll trade places with John Gruden for 1 week.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, hey. Get to be in the...
Just suck up.
No. Not suck up. Why would you not want to be in your favorite team's locker room? Come on now.
Locker rooms are not fun to be in.
Smell disgusting. People fart all the time.
Well, on the inside is what I'm saying. Yeah. All right. Making some moves.
Koopaloop, what would you like to do?
Quickly. I would trade places with whoever is dating Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah,
the time.
There it is.
But only for one night, not even a week. One night, that's it.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
A podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.